If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56david.com. Lower.com, Equal Housing Lender, MLS 112-4061.
For Dean Richards this morning, Cindy Pearlman in Las Vegas with our entertainment report. And the reason why we may be interested a little more than usual when Netflix series Quarterback comes back. Good morning, Cindy.
Good morning, Bob. And get ready for Chicago Connection for sports fans. Netflix has their new season of Quarterbacks debuting this summer, and there is a Chicago Connection. Stick with me here for a second. Season 2 brings us Joe Burrow in his fifth season with the Cincinnati Bengals, along with Kirk Cousins, who left Minnesota Vikings with a torn Achilles in 2023. He returns for season 2. He's fresh with the Atlantic Falcons now in his 13th year playing for the NFL. And here's the Chicago thing. Jared Goff over in Detroit, who led the Lions to the cusp of the Super Bowl, well, his offensive coordinator was none other than our new head coach, Ben Johnson. So it's going to be a nice way for Bears fans to learn what Ben's style is as a coach, because he'll be on the show, and a little bit about how he'll relate to his new QB1.
And that's not till July, though, right?
Not till July, but they have a really cool teaser trailer that if you need a little football right now, you got it.
Quarterback on Netflix. Let's talk about the Jason Bourne franchise and what we're hearing about the next one.
You know, here today, Bourne today, out tomorrow. Not that Matt Damon's out of the Jason Bourne business, but they're starting to think, you know, as he ages, maybe they need to think of a new Jason Bourne someday. Matt has also earned a staggering $1.6 billion just doing these movies. But here's some names floated for the new young Jason Bourne when maybe Matt is not doing it anymore. One of them is Will Poulter from The Revenant and Black Mirror. John Krasinski, but he's already Jack Ryan, so that doesn't seem so plausible to me. Ansel Elgort would be great. We know him from Baby Driver. We know he can drive fast. I like Richard Madden from The Bodyguard and Game of Thrones. And also cool is Michael B. Jordan of the Creed movies. He might bring a great twist to Jason Bourne, too. So we'll see what happens.
Why would they replace Matt Damon? Because he is forever young-looking, isn't he?
He looks like he's 32 forever. Yeah, I don't know what he's doing, but it's probably because he is Jason Bourne. But I know studio executives get nervous anytime anyone hits, you know, the dreaded 50. So we'll see if Matt gets replaced. But I don't think it's going to happen anytime soon.
And how much did you say those movies have earned?
$1.6 billion for Matt running around solving international crimes. Yeah, go Matt.
Well, he may be a rich Hollywood star, but I bumped into him a couple of years ago, and we talk about an everyday guy, engaging, friendly, unassuming, and I'm sure you have found that to be true when you've interviewed him.
You know, it was so cool when he had We Bought a Zoo, that movie for kids years ago. I had a phoner with him at home, and he said, "Can you put your daughter on?" She was about 10 years old at the time. He goes, "I want to ask her if she liked it. It's for her, really." And she was so happy. She was like, "Oh, my God, I'm talking to Matt Damon on the phone." So that's the kind of guy he really is.
Yeah, for sure. Ryan Murphy always seems to come up with a project that is going to really get some ratings. Talk about what's coming from him next.
I'm so into this, Bob. Ryan Murphy, who does those real-life historical miniseries with a little bit more spice sometimes, he's got something called American Love Story, and every installment is going to be another major American love story. The very sad fate of JFK Jr. and Carolyn Bessett. And they cast Carolyn last week, Sarah Pigeon. A lot of people don't know her. She's on that Amazon series, The Wilds. They've not cast JFK Jr. or Jackie O., but it's going to be the whole story when she was born in Connecticut, worked at Calvin Klein, where she, and then, of course, their ill-fated plane crash, which was so sad.
Yeah, this is going to be an American love story. Do we know when?
FX, probably in the fall or winter, but that looks, sounds like a good one.
And then Running Point is getting a lot of buzz these days with Kate Hudson. What do you think of this series?
Have you, Marianne? Have you guys watched that yet? It's so good.
Mm-mm. No, have not.
super good. Kate Hudson, perfectly cast. She plays a woman who's got this rich family. All the brothers have messed up. One's in rehab. And she has to take over basically the major basketball team in L.A. They call them the L.A. Waves. And the whole series, she got to hang out with Jeannie Buss for a long time to see what it's like to be a woman in the world of sports. And already, this is such a big hit. It's the number one show on Netflix. It's been greenlit for season two. And again, nobody's nicer than Kate Hudson, who said she brought her six-year-old daughter, Rainey, to this. And, you know, she's the daughter of Goldie Hawn and Kurt Russell. So she sat Rainey down and said, hey, when I was little, I went to sets with my parents. I was told you can come, but it's not fun. It's work. And little Rainey, though, sat on the sidelines. She was really good. But she would say, Mom, not that take. I don't like this take. Do another take. She took it seriously. She thought she was directing a little bit.
Running point. I have to add that to the list. My wife has me watching Paradise now. Have you seen that yet?
No, but I'll check that out.
It's a thriller. Yeah.
Is it good?
It's a thriller. It's with the guy from This Is Us, Sterling K. Brown.
Oh, Sterling K. Brown. Yeah, he's always good.
Yeah, and so, you know, we're hooked on that. I mean, how many shows can you watch at one time? Cindy Pearlman in Las Vegas. Yeah, White Lotus. Oh, yeah, that's right. No, we're watching that. You know, and I have to confess, I mean, we watched the first one, and then I thought, this is kind of hokey, isn't it? But clearly they just set everything up, and then it gets better, doesn't it?
Bob, did you watch last night or no?
Not yet. No, we're going to watch it tonight. Is it good?
Okay, that's a whole other discussion we have to have just that one day, okay? Just last night.
All right. I'll take notes. Thank you, Cindy. You have a great day. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Bob.